98 Cool, coolest music ever made. It's Cool Recce, Gregor and Lena, live down at the center. We are on the last day, day number three of our annual Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation Radiothon. We've got volunteers waiting to answer your call at 653-KIDS. If you can donate right now, a lot of reasons to phone the number or go online. CP Today has announced they're going to match donations up to $100,000. That's huge. Plus, right now, we're right in the middle of a power hour. You got until 11 o'clock if you donate $20. At minimum or more than that, you're in for a trip anywhere Air Canada flies. Pretty sweet.
And I think our next guest, more than anyone, will exemplify how a hospital can be a home away from home. Welcome Morgan Defoe and your husband as well. And you have a little baby, Caden. Is that right?
Yes.
And you just told us a staggering number. How old is Caden and how many days did he have to spend in hospital?
Caden is two. He turned two in November, and we are working on upwards of 450 days spent in hospital. Non-consecutive days, but 450.
450
more
days.
More days in hospital than at home.
Yes.
The hospital is more of a home now.
Yes, he sees his doctors and nurses more than a lot of his family.
How tough is that for you guys? Like, if you can, tell us about this last couple of years.
It's been tough. I mean, Caden was born with a congenital heart defect, and along with that defect, we have a chromosomal defect, so that can put him at a higher risk of a lot of other issues, and so the last few years have been a result of a lot of other issues that he can have. So we've been in and out of hospital dealing with, you know, feeding issues, growth issues. He had a VP shunt, a brain shunt put in September. He's currently in hospital right now, dealing with some things. And so, yeah, we just, you name it, we've dealt with it.
Yeah. And sometimes here, sometimes you've been taken off to Edmonton as well.
Yeah, so he's been in Edmonton twice. He was in Edmonton the first time when he was 7.5 weeks old for his first open heart surgery. So we were there for 6 weeks. The heart surgery went well, but again, we dealt with a lot of other issues that kind of prolonged our stay there. And then we were there last year for a really brief stay just for some feeding issues and GI issues as well. So,
Is he your first son?
He's our second.
Yes. Any medical problems with your first child?
No, she's generally pretty healthy.
Yeah. Did you have any idea before you had Caden that you might need the facilities that are now potentially being offered in Saskatoon?
Caden was diagnosed in utero. And so we did have time to mentally kind of prepare for what we would maybe entail once he was born. And so, yeah, we were told and we knew we would need the resources of the surgeons, the hospital. We were told that our first year probably would be kind of in and out of hospital. And so, yeah, we were aware ahead of time.
And if you did have this facility open then when you needed it most, what would it have meant to you?
With the facility we have now, knowing what we're going to be having, I think it would just make it more comfortable. It would make it just easier to kind of, you know, come and go, the facility itself, to even just have our own room, private rooms, and
like that NICU unit now is, you're just like, right on top of each other.
It is, and so was Edmonton's PICU where he was as well. So the first 4 months of Caden's life, we were used to being shoulder to shoulder with parents and other children. And it was actually in Edmonton, it was quite emotional knowing what was going on with your child, but being able to hear the hardships and what other children were going through, it made it that much more hard for us because, you know, some parents kind of want to go through it privately, but you can't help it because you're shoulder to shoulder.
We're here.
So, for the private rooms for the NICU and PICU is going to be like, awesome.
Yeah, night and day. No kidding. Yeah. Especially for a family that spent 400 and something odd days there to have that space that you guys could be there and be in the rooms.
And you can do your own thing and, you know, kind of feel what you want to feel without everyone kind of looking at you and breathing down your neck.
Well, you guys have done an amazing job so far. What would you tell people who are kind of listening now why they should pick up the phone and donate?
I really feel like everyone does have the mentality that it won't happen to them. You just never know.
Right. Yeah. It's like an insurance policy, isn't it, to have this facility in Saskatoon? You never know. If it might be your child. It might be a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend, a neighbor. anyone can go through this. And you guys right now are in the thick of it, right?
Yeah, we still are. And until it's kind of, until you're in it, you just don't know that this world exists. We didn't know it existed until, you know, we had Caden and we were hospitalized and you meet all these people and it's a life, it's a lifestyle. And it could be anybody. You just never really know. So to have this here is going to be amazing.
You know what's heartbreaking for me is also talking to parents like you guys. You are almost as proficient in the language that you use as some of the doctors we talk to.
We get comments like that all the time,
right?
Actually.
I find that it's a sad thing to hear. That,
yeah.
Like, especially sometimes like the champion child here, the little nine-year-old, and she's talking like a doctor, and it's like, you shouldn't know this
kind
of
stuff.
This. Yeah,
no,
it's crazy.
No. We've done, you know, you do lots of reading and lots of research, and you ask lots of questions, and it's a full-time job. You get up, you go to the hospital, and you learn something new every day. And, yeah.
It's tough.
It is.
We had our champion child from last year, Calla. She came back this year. What a difference only a year made. I was here last year, my first year with the Radiothon, and I noticed, oh my goodness, she looks like a young woman now. And we have a photo on the 98 Cool Facebook page of her holding a picture of herself as a baby with tubes all around her, and you're so vulnerable. She's grown up into a vibrant young woman, and I know that that is the same for your child as well. It's all in the future, and I hope that being here, at least, you give us inspiration, but I hope you feel more hope seeing these kids come through on the other side.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing
this. Thank you so much
for having us. You guys are doing a great job. Great parents. Thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Popping down. 653 kids, 653-5437. Ring the phones for families like the DeFoes here and for everybody else. Hey, 75% done. We're going to be opening the doors on this thing next year. It's unreal. So let's ring those phones. 653 kids. You can hop online as well, 98cool.ca. Again, CP is matching right now up to $100,000. And as well, this hour, an Air Canada vacation on the line for a minimum $20 donation. Lots of reasons to give, but you got to pick up the phone and do it. 653 kids.